Picture a ski instructor in Aspen who's never left Colorado, yet teaches Russians, Australians, and Brits how to navigate moguls. Joe Nevin didn't have a massive marketing budget or a global sales team. What he had was content, over 300 educational pieces designed to help baby boomers overcome their fear of bumpy slopes. Since 2002, his Bumps for Boomers program has grown 12% annually, pulling clients from across continents to his mountain. This is the new reality. Geography no longer dictates your market reach. The internet has demolished borders, and any business with a website can theoretically reach anyone, anywhere. But here's the catch. Reaching them doesn't mean resonating with them. Creating content that crosses cultural boundaries while maintaining authenticity requires more than translation. It demands a completely different approach to how we plan, produce, promote, and perfect our message. The challenge isn't just going global, it's staying genuinely relevant across dozens of different contexts simultaneously. The traditional four P's, product, price, place, promotion, have guided marketers since the 1960s, focusing on what you sell and how to position it. But content isn't a product you push, it's a conversation you facilitate. When your audience spans from Tokyo to Toronto, you're translating context, humor, pain points, and cultural references, not just words. A new framework emerges. Plan, produce, promote, and perfect. Planning becomes ongoing dialogue between global strategy and local insight. Production builds modular content that adapts without losing its soul. Promotion recognizes that LinkedIn dominates North America, while WeChat rules China. Perfection creates feedback loops that make each piece smarter than the last. This framework demands thinking globally and locally at every stage, not just during execution. The fundamental tension in global content marketing isn't strategy or budget, it's people and power dynamics. Headquarters fears regional teams dilute brand messages. Regional teams feel headquarters creates tone-deaf content. Both are usually right. The solution, redefine headquarters as servant leader, not commander. They provide strategic direction, frameworks, and resources while trusting local teams to execute with cultural intelligence. For a tech product launch, headquarters develops the core narrative, the what and why, while regional teams craft the culturally resonant how. European teams might emphasize privacy, Asian teams highlight community and connectivity. Headquarters involvement should flex with regional maturity. New markets need detailed guidance. Established regions often teach headquarters about emerging trends. Dell's Take Your Own Path campaign originated in Asia Pacific before going global. Proof innovation flows both ways. Maintain these relationships through regular communication, alternating meeting times so no one always gets the 3 a.m. slot, and tying decisions to shared business objectives rather than territorial preferences. Eisenhower said, "Plans are useless, but planning is indispensable." Your content strategy will be outdated within months, but creating it aligns stakeholders around shared assumptions about audiences, objectives, and priorities. Before diving into content, you need a strategic document connecting business objectives to marketing goals to content initiatives. This isn't bureaucratic paperwork. It's the connective tissue preventing brilliant content from supporting the wrong goals. If your company aims to increase healthcare revenue from 10M to 15M, your content plan must specify which segments you're targeting, which personas, what pain points you address, and how success will be measured. Without these specifics, content becomes an expensive art project. Keep the plan succinct, 10 to 15 slides maximum, including business objectives, target growth segments, customer personas, product focus areas, a high-level editorial calendar, and go-to-market channels for each persona. What separates good planning from wishful thinking? Showing how your content plan helps each internal stakeholder achieve their goals. Position yourself as solving their problems, and content becomes infrastructure, not an afterthought. Most companies discover valuable content scattered across departments. Sales case studies, marketing never knew existed, regional videos with global potential. Before creating anything new, audit existing assets to reveal gaps and opportunities. When producing content, start with agreed-upon personas but stay flexible. Local teams will request content for audiences outside your original scope based on real sales conversations. Think modular by creating big rock content, substantial pieces requiring months to develop, then break them into smaller formats like blog posts, social snippets, and infographics. The harder part is promotion. Creating great content nobody sees wastes resources. There's no free promotion. You either pay with money or time. For global scaling, balance centralized efficiency with local relevance. Headquarters might manage search advertising to prevent countries from competing for keywords, but social media performs better when local teams use local languages and cultural context. A US team posting to LinkedIn won't connect where WeChat or KakaoTalk dominate. The key is focus. Identify which one or two channels genuinely drive your business, then execute those exceptionally well rather than spreading resources across a dozen platforms mediocrely. Philip Sheldrake warns, don't measure what you can, measure what you should. Content metrics, views, downloads, shares, are easy to collect, but rarely connect to business outcomes. Your CEO doesn't care about 10,000 blog views. They care whether those views drove sales conversations or revenue. Think of content like furniture. Quality only matters when properly placed. A beautiful chair means nothing in a warehouse. Similarly, brilliant content means nothing if positioned incorrectly in your customer's journey. Focus on three measurement categories: growth metrics, showing business results, conversions, leads, revenue; foresights, guiding improvements through testing, A/B results, engagement patterns; and services, documenting accomplishments, sales enablement, customer education. Data lives in disconnected systems. Social metrics in one tool, website analytics in another, CRM data in a third. Use contradictions between systems as discussion points, not problems to solve. As content consumption fragments across devices, identify which metrics genuinely predict business outcomes, then obsessively track those while treating everything else as context. Technology changes everything and nothing. We generate in 2 days what humanity created from civilization's dawn until 2003. Yet strip away the technological dazzle and the fundamentals remain. Content must entertain, challenge, or educate your audience in exchange for their attention and business. The real shift is managing this across cultures simultaneously. Think globally, act locally is insufficient. You must think both globally and locally at every stage. During planning, headquarters and regional teams contribute strategic thinking. During production, both determine what to create and adapt. During promotion, local teams execute region-specific tactics aligned with global objectives. This requires a global content mindset, intellectual humility about your cultural assumptions, genuine curiosity about how different markets behave, and comfort with ambiguity when conflicting data tells different stories. Your brilliant campaign might flop in certain markets, not because it's bad, but because it's culturally misaligned. Remember Joe Nevin, the ski instructor? He conquered the world not through technological sophistication or massive budgets, but by identifying a specific audience with a specific problem and creating genuinely helpful content. That's the essence, not broadcasting louder, but making content so relevant that people seek it out regardless of location. Start with empathy, build with purpose, measure what matters. Behind every metric is a human deciding whether your content deserves their precious attention. Earn it honestly, respect it deeply, and use it wisely.